Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, we're back. It's a Victory Tuesday on the WIP Afternoon Show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz at Chickies and Pete's on a Tuesday? Ike, the Eagles beat the Packers. Your thoughts, sir?
Victory!
That's my guy.
Fly, Eagles, fly, on the road to victory. Fly, Eagles, fly, score a touchdown, 1, 2, 3. Hit 'em low, hit 'em high, and watch our Eagles fly. Fly, Eagles, fly, on the road to victory. Eagles!
Woo! Here we are, Cheekies and Pete's in South Philly on a Tuesday. Normally here on a Monday, but it's Monday Night Football, so we're here on Tuesday. Birds win. Ike, I said to you, I think it was during a commercial break,
yes,
during yesterday's show, I said, here's what I want from the Eagles tonight. I was like, they got to give me a game where they're hitting on all cylinders and they win, and I could just go to bed totally fine with a smile on my face, or they got to lose. Mm-hmm. I was like, I can't have any of these games where I'm a little bit pissed off after the game. Well, they didn't live up to it, but they did give us a win, and it's always hard to win at Lambeau Field. Those guys get paid, too. Big win for the Eagles last night, Ike. Big win.
Yes.
Big win.
Yes. Hey, listen, was not pretty. Was not pretty, and we'll dive into the particulars, but the fact of the matter is they left Green Bay with a W. They're 7-2, and there's always room for improvement. I didn't expect that to be an easy game last night. I expected the offense to look a little more reminiscent of what they did the last time we saw them a couple weeks ago in those last two games against Minnesota and then the was it the New York Giants? York Giants. But the defense, how could you not be impressed what you saw from that defense last night? Jalen Phillips, welcome to Philadelphia, my brother. Welcome.
What a debut.
To the city of brotherly love. I don't know if you could have had a better debut. Maybe stripping the ball and scoring the game-winning touchdown, like from a defensive standpoint, maybe that would have made it better. Other than that, this guy out there last night, you could tell he was excited to be in the new environment that he's in. He has an opportunity to do something he hasn't done as a professional just yet, which is go out and win a championship. He wants to be a part of this thing. And last night, he ingratiated himself not only with the city of Philadelphia, because we're going to love anybody that plays hard and relentlessly the way that Jalen Phillips seemed to play last night, but to his teammates. coming in as a big high-priced trade guy, former first-round draft pick that gave up a third-round pick. He's supposed to be coming in to somewhat save the day or rescue our ailing pass rush. Not everybody necessarily would receive that very well. I tell you what, but when you go out there and produce, they're going to welcome you with open arms. And last night, like I said, this kid gave us a great debut as a Philadelphia Eagle. And that defense last night on the road in Green Bay came up with big stop after big stop. The offense made a couple plays late in the game. Saquon got loose. Jalen hit Devontae for the touchdown. But the defense brought us home. The defense brought us home last night. That's the biggest takeaway I take away from the game last night, is that if this is the type of defense that we can build upon and play over the second half of the season, I feel very good about our chances come January, trying to get to February in Santa Clara. That's championship-style defense. I like that on the road. Let's not get mixed up and lost in the offense and not getting enough explosive plays and scoring touchdowns. I know that's what we're going to bellyache about today, and I understand it. Let's not get lost in that. Appreciate the type of defense we saw out there last night against that team in their stadium.
215-592-9494. So I mentioned, Ike, that I was hoping for like this, and the defense was awesome. Mm-hmm. And Jalen Phillips, it really just seemed like changed everything. I mean, they got a lot of pressure on the quarterback against the Giants.
Yeah.
But last night, he was involved. Even the plays he didn't make, it seemed like he was involved in. And it just puts everybody, when you bring in somebody that performs at that level, it sort of puts everybody in their right place, right? Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, Jalix Hunt doesn't have to be the best pass rusher out there. And I think they only had Nolan Smith out there for 20 snaps his first game back. But it just seems like everybody else, when you have the one guy who you know is the best guy out there, everybody else slots into the right place. So the defense was great. I think the biggest thing for me last night was, it just finally hit me after the game. So I watched the game, and we'll get to it a little bit later on. I was truly like pissed off about the decision, the fourth down decision with Sirianni. And I'm sitting there, and they won the game, and I just said to myself, I might have broken. It might just matter if they just win now. And it doesn't matter how it looks. Because it's just like week after week after week after week, I can say this is wrong or that's wrong. And the offense did not look very good at all. They had one really good drive, and that was about it. A couple of big plays in there. But maybe it's right. Like, maybe it just matters if they win, and it doesn't matter how they win. Because I don't know how many weeks I can come on the air and say it's not good, because I did it last year. And I came in and I said, it's not going to work if you don't do this. It's not going to work if you don't do that. And then, you know, 12 weeks later, we were, you know, at the Super Bowl parade.
Yeah.
And they clearly, whatever it is, whether it is the collection of talent they have, whether it is Nick Sirianni, whether it's maybe it's the culture, maybe it's a combination of all those things, it just seems like they figure out a way one way or the other to win, and it might not always be pretty, but they won the freaking game, and that's the point. I just don't know, and we will have time to get into all the things that didn't look good, but I'm finally at the point where there is something to be said for even if you're not playing particularly well, even if you're not dominating the opponent, mm-hmm. even if your pass game doesn't look great, if the run game, this, that, the other, they just won. And they figure out a way to win. And that is something that the greatest teams do. And they figure out a way to win.
Welcome.
Yeah, welcome, I mean, crazy.
Welcome. Welcome to the club.
Well,
welcome
to the club. It's like, would
better
I like
late, all, better late than never.
Yes, yeah. And I don't know what to say. And like, it doesn't seem like – it just seems like they – and maybe it is talent. Maybe you have enough good players to – if you don't make mistakes at a certain point, one of your good players is going to make some big play like Saquon did or like Devontae did.
Yep.
Or and the other thing is that I was sort of – I thought the defense was going to get better as the season went on. Mm-hmm. But I thought to myself, there's no way the defense is going to be – good at any time this year. But this is two straight games, and they with the Jalen Phillips addition, mm-hmm. that maybe the defense is going to be good. And it's
big test coming up Sunday.
A huge test.
Big test.
And I also think the addition, I did not count on the addition of N'Kobe Dean being as big as it seems like it's been. Because
we almost forgot how good he was last year.
Yes.
Through our excitement for getting Jahad Campbell.
Yes.
And everybody's thinking about the possibilities of what he could do and what he could be. And those things still remain true. But what also still remains true is that N'Kobe Dean is the middle linebacker of this defense. He is virtually a captain on that side of the football, as he is the quarterback of the defense over there. And he often sets the tone over there when it comes to playing on first and second down as that chief run defender. Like, that's what he is. Spike, you were saying something there, and, you know, in the moment of you speaking there, it dawned on me, right? It overcame me that, you know, there's only two other teams that I can remember thinking about in that way in which you just explained how you just succumbed to what the Eagles' formula for success looks like and what it's going to be. And that was the New England Patriots and the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yep.
They just win.
Yeah.
It's not always pretty. You know, New England did it for 20 years.
Yes.
So that's a long time. But people forgetting those first 10 years, 5-6 years of them winning, they just won. They just found ways to win. And if it meant Adam Vinatieri kicking a field goal late in the game, so be it. They didn't blow out everybody. They played great defense. They ran the football. And Tom Brady never made plays to lose games. He always made the right play. And that, maybe that's in Kansas City. They've gone from being this explosive offense with Tyreek Hill and everything they did with winning their first Super Bowl to this methodical, you know, Andy and Patrick Mahomes sort of just scheming their way, dinking and dunking and playing good defense. They don't even have a running game. They didn't have a running game. Clyde Edwards-Helaire stunk as a running back. They found a way to win with him. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the Chiefs found a way to win 3 Super Bowls in 5 years or whatever it was by just doing it different ways. And maybe that's where the Eagles are, that they finally have figured out it may not always look the way we wanted to look or expected to look, but in the end, they win the majority of the time.
They've won 6 one-score games this year.
They just win.
Of their seven games.
That's what they do.
Yeah. 215-592-9494.
They just win. Fritz, and that feels so good. Fritz, say it, Fritz.
Fritz, your new era of just enjoying the birds.
Yeah.
You know.
Just enjoy them.
Not getting all wrapped up in
don't
the
take this for granted.
Stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
Right. I'm day two in my Jalen sobriety.
Yes. And
only one relapse last night.
Wow. Well, one relapse in one day.
Well, it's hard to fit. I was wondering, you know, it was the first time he had to get through an actual game.
Yes. Yep. How'd that feel?
It was good. It was good. I felt free in a way.
Yep.
And then he threw a duck that Devontae had to make a good play on, and it's like, come on, just pick it one time.
Here we go.
But anyway, it was one relapse. But other than that, I got to be honest, I hear all your happy horse bleat over there. It's great.
You mean Spike's happy horse.
Both ears.
Yeah.
Kevin Petullo's going to cost his team a ring. There is no doubt about it. They went back to the conservative nonsense last night, and it's the coward's draw on 3rd and 12 when you have Jalen Hurts as your quarterback, who's a $51 million quarterback. Trust him to make a play. It was a lot of cowardice last night out of this offensive coaching staff. And my big concern today, I'm glad they won. That was a great game. That was football.
That's the way football's supposed to be. No.
But I feel game. Way more today that this Petullo thing's still an issue. Like, the Giants game threw us off the scent a little bit. There's still something off with this offense.
You know, they're scoring 26 points a game this – well, going into last night, they were scoring 26 points a game on offense, and last year was 26.7. Yeah. And it's so crazy.
What do you mean? What's off with it? No, Jalen was a little off last night.
He was.
A little bit. But he chalked it up to the cold. When he needed big plays, one made big plays. But –
He did.
But it was the 3rd and long runs again.
It was the conservative kind of stuff. Yeah.
It was a little bit of playing not to lose.
They do predate Petullo. The coward's draw predates Petullo.
It feels way more this year.
Does it?
It feels more this year. Does it? I mean, like, does it feel like they've done that more this year?
Yeah. Now, maybe it's because we seem to be in more 3rd and long situations.
Well, we're in a lot of 3rd and longs. Yeah.
They didn't really do that last year.
Yeah, I don't know how many of those we had last year, but it seems like we're in a lot of them this year.
Well, it's because of the running game. I mean, but we'll get into it. 215-592-9494. I am going to proclaim this. Even though, and I just want everyone to know who is listening, even though a win is a win and I'm happy and they just win, That is not going to preclude me from talking about the things that aren't good enough. I'm still going to do it, but still, they won.
Well, we're truth tellers.
Well, this, yeah, I got to be show. Honest. All right. 215-592-9494. Dave in Lansdale, you're on WIP. What's up, Dave?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, good afternoon. Just want to react to the game, have a few points. I felt like the Eagles were afraid to take more risks and throw the ball, like first and 25, running the ball. Defense looked great against a good team. I just felt like on some plays the Eagles were going to run the ball, and I felt like there were times the whole stadium knew they were going to run the ball, and I felt like they could have maybe kept the offense a little more balanced.
How many drives they have last night? They had 9 or 10 drives. I think they had.
Did they?
Yeah, they ran the ball 32 times, something like that, and then they passed it 26. I don't know. It felt pretty balanced to me.
I actually thought they ran the ball too much at one point.
It wasn't overly unbalanced. It was 34 rushing attempts to 26 passing attempts, and a couple of those rushes, Jalen might have took off scrambling, but
right,
I don't know.
I
felt like there were a couple times the run game got stuffed. It looked like the defensive set was like positioned for it, and that's just how I feel though.
Yeah. Thank you for the call, Dave. I would say from an offensive, the thing that was disappointing was some of the things that we saw working. I don't know how many times we saw under center play action last night, which we were all so happy to see games ago.
I saw it, but they also went back to doing stuff out of pistol.
A lot of pistol, a lot of shotgun. Yeah,
it was there. It wasn't as effective last night. I thought there were a couple plays early in that game where Saquon looked like he could have gotten a bigger game, but that's what happens in the run game. You get tripped up, or a guy gets a piece of you, and you don't necessarily get that free run for 20 or 30 yards. It seemed like there were a few runs early where it looked like he had the first 4 or 5 yards where it looked like, here he go, he's about to take off, and it just didn't happen.
Well, there's the one where Mailata fell down in front of him. There's the one where Micah Parsons tripped him, That was another bad trip. Yeah, it was a bad trip.
Get should've to the penalty
called.
Box.
Yeah, should have been called. Should have been called.
5 minutes for tripping.
215-592-9494. Corey in Columbus, you're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Hey, man, I'm at work, so if it beep, I'm sorry. You know, I got to put that out there.
Again, I don't think it has anything to do with work.
Yeah. It do, because when I was at home yesterday, did it beep? So stay in Pennsylvania, partner. But look, hey, we got the W. Listen, I agree with y'all. You know, the defense, hey, that defense showed up, baby.
It did.
Hey, I was so close. Look, I told y'all yesterday we was going to shut them out, right? I was close. They gave him that BS pass interference call. You know what I'm saying? That helped him out to give him a little touchdown, set him up for each touchdown. Because we was about to blank him. Now, look, let's talk about the offense real quick. I don't know what it is about the Packers, but we always struggle with them. Like, even in the playoffs last year, we had, like, four turnovers. We only scored, like, 17 points, 20 points. You know what I'm saying? We played them in Brazil. We turning the ball over left and right. What was that with this team? You know, why we only do that versus them? You know what I'm saying? Something with the Packers. We got to get them figured out. But I'm tired of the Saquon run up the middle. Listen to me. I love Saquon. He a great player. And I know I complained about A.J. Brown. Last night, A.J. Brown got a reason to be upset. You know what I'm saying? Why are we future this dude? Like, what are we doing, man? Like, y'all went into the game plan last night with, we going to run Saquon 28 times up the middle, up the back of Brett Toast. Like, I know he played okay versus the Giants, but damn, it ain't Jason Kelce out there. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, but I don't want to be negative after the win. We got the W. The loin chops is up next. Because I think we was holding back. Because, you know, we might have been looking a little bit ahead because we got them loin chops put on the grill. Yep. Hey, you know what I'm saying?
Totally agree.
Hey, listen, and look, Bear fans, I seen a lot of Bear fans out there trying to, you know, build alliances with us. Listen, y'all coming too. We don't want no friends. We don't want no friends. We don't want y'all. Nope.
They just want us to beat their Listen, they just want us to beat their division rival.
Yeah, they think they can win the division.
Yeah, but I know what's going to happen. As soon as something, you know, come up, they're going to try to turn on us. We don't want y'all's help. Stay on that side. Beat your own. Win your own games. We'll win our game. Because y'all on the schedule, y'all going to get foots in that ass too. You know what I'm saying? But, hey, we got a W. Eat a W like Jameis Winston and Lloyd Thompson on the grill coming up. Hey, Phillip. Welcome to the team, baby. Hey, don't listen to him. Welcome back, baby. N'Kobe Dean, I see you, boy. You back, baby. Hey, man, I'm hyped. You know what I'm saying? Lloyd Thompson, y'all love
Yeah,
today.
Secondary wasn't even an issue last night.
Nope.
At all.
No.
They had a Dory Jackson looking like, you know, a little bit less booty. But that's okay. You still getting up out of there. We still got Bennett. We still got Jair coming back. You still up out of there. That ain't.
We don't know what we have with Jair.
Yeah. Like we might need a Dory. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know that we need to be. Yeah.
I take Bennett over that dude. I don't care. But hey, positive Monday victory. I'll let y'all.
All right, Corey. Yeah, I feel like Jacorian Bennett has become the backup quarterback of the Eagles secondary.
Yeah.
Everybody's so sure.
Him. Yeah, Jacorian Bennett's
good.
Seen him play with two games.
Yeah.
He was out there for like four snaps and made two penalties.
Yeah. You know, the AJ thing is confounding because there's no – the whole thing where, well, they don't know how to – this is where I get mixed up with the Petullo thing. There's no – he knows he's good. Sirianni knows he's good. Everybody knows he's good. The whole, like, they're not featuring him.
Yeah.
I guess I just don't buy it.
What do you mean? No, they are.
Well, but there were a couple of spots. Now, he was open a couple of times, and Jalen didn't throw it to him.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I just don't. There has to be something else. There has to be, like, it has to be a decision not to throw to him, or maybe he's just not as good. It's one of the two. I just can't get to Devontae Smith is not having any trouble this year. So
he didn't get a ton of targets either.
No, but he made big plays.
Yeah.
You know, he made a couple of big plays. He had opportunities to make big plays. Mm-hmm. I feel like there needs to be a deep dive article on what the hell is going on with AJ Brown. There are enough dorks on the internet breaking down every piece of film of the Philadelphia Eagles this year to not have some dork showing me what the hell is going, specifically what the hell is going on with A.J. Brown. Yeah. Like whether he's not finishing his routes, whether he is really just not physically the guy that he used to be, whether he's being used as a decoy or something.
But he looked good against Minnesota.
He did, but it's only been fits and starts, right? It's only been a couple of times this year. It's weird. I guess I'm not saying anything specifically other than I just can't buy that the coaching staff is like, we think A.J. Brown's great. Also, we're just going to choose to never throw him the ball.
Yeah.
What I'm saying? Lost on it.
Listen, I think there's gray area there. I think what they've decided to do, and I'm not so sure I'm against it, is that they're not coming out every game trying to force A.J. the ball 14 times a game.
Sure.
They're just running their offense. And Jalen's throwing the ball to the open guy, and there's going to be times when A.J. gets the ball and he's going to be the guy. But what often happens is A.J. draws the most attention from the defense, so that allows Devontae to play single coverage or get single coverage, or he's being covered by a lesser defensive back, to where the advantage is throw the ball to Devontae. Like, I don't know. I don't know if forcing A.J. the ball is the route to go either.
Yeah, I'm not saying force him, but also with A.J., and I know it was just the Giants, but with A.J. not on the field, Devontae did great too. Yeah. And I'm not doubting that he draws attention. I'm not doubting it. But I would also say,
because on the one touchdown, he had double coverage.
Yes. And
he drew the double coverage.
Yes, he did. There was
Devontae
a safety that went over to A.J.
Exactly, yeah.
But there's a lot of great receivers in the league that still managed to catch balls.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
But I would also ask, What does the quarterback play look like trying to get that guy the ball?
Sure.
Are they turning the ball over? Trying to get him the ball? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. Like, and AJ's not 25 years old.
I just know Puka Nacua is getting the ball plenty.
Also has Devontae Adams on the other side.
Yes, but we have Devontae Smith on the other side.
Well, Devontae Adams is a Hall of Fame wide receiver that draws AJ Brown type coverage. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
all right.
And Matthew Stafford is a better passer than Jalen.
Our
offense isn't a passing per se offense.
Yep.
It just isn't. And we just
– it's never going to be.
Here's the thing I loved. A.J. sounded like he was locked in last night. He's happy the team won, and he didn't have an issue. I love that because that's the way it should be. Like, they won the game. Like, well, maybe Sunday is his day to catch 8 passes.
Maybe, yep.
Like, maybe that's what – I don't know.
215-592-9494. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Go where the players go. Watch all the hockey and basketball action this season for the best in-game experience at the number one sports bar in North America, Chickies and Pete's. Coming up next, we will talk about that end-of-the-game decision from – Sirianni. Along Sirianni and Petullo. I don't know who the hell it was.
Is Coach speaking today?
He is not speaking today. But we will hear what he said after the game, and we'll discuss that too. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more. Got the spirit of a thug in me. Another sip of that drink. The Tennessee got me greasy.
Don't wanna hurl, take it easy. Good editing on the fly there, Ike. It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Your 2:30 Tupac every day. We're at Chickie's a Piece of South Philly. You can catch all the Eagles action at the official sports bar of your Philadelphia Eagles, Chickie's and Pete's. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers with locations in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. There's a Mark's Jewelers minutes from everywhere online at marks-jewelers.com, which sums up how you more feel today while the defense is great or offense is concerning.
Oh, for me?
Well, it's defense. Great. Yeah, what do you think the poll question is at?
Offense is concerning.
It's actually not.
Oh, it's not?
65% while the defense is great, okay. 35% the offense is concerning. Okay. We'll see how it evolves through the day. I think it was – the defense was so good.
Yeah.
If the defense just made a big play here or there, I think it would be a little bit different. For me, I was just floored how good they were last night.
I told you that last Wednesday.
No,
it's why you got to trust this defense and Vic Fangio, and you got to have faith in him.
You did say it, Jack. Yeah. You were ahead of the curve.
Thank you.
So, all right. So, a negative thing.
What time is it?
Okay.
2:33.
Okay.
I've watched a lot of football in my life. Wow. Not as much as you, but a lot of football in my life.
Okay.
And I don't think I've ever been as confused and stunned and then irritated as I was in that fourth down with 35 seconds left, or whatever the hell it was.
Yeah.
So they call timeout, and I'm like, all right, they're going to punt it, right? I didn't think they were going to kick a field goal. All right, they're going to punt it. And they come out, and the offense is on the field. And I was so confused, I couldn't figure out what was going on. I was like, well, maybe it's third down and I didn't know it, or I've never been so unsure of how a coaching staff handles risk and those sorts of things. As Jack mentioned in the first segment, I also think it's maddening that every third and long, third and eight plus, we run the ball. Every single one, which signals to you, hey, that's a conservative, 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 conservative. And then, with 2.5 minutes left, on second down and third down, when all you really want to be doing is getting the Packers to use their timeouts and get rid of time, that's when they decide to throw the ball. And then, instead of just punting the ball when the other team doesn't have any timeouts left, and look, at worst, they're going to have the ball on their own 20 with 30 seconds left. At best, you get the ball somewhere between the 10 and the goal line and make it almost impossible to do it. Instead, you take the risk of not getting the first down, which they didn't, and giving the Packers a chance. The Packers were basically two passes away from being in field goal range at the 35-yard line.
Yeah.
Here was Sirianni after the game when he was asked about it.
The end of the game, we're up three. And I would have liked to be in a little closer to kick a field goal. But the closer we would have got, the more, you know, again, you play every situation a little bit differently, but it was into the wind on that one. I knew the kick would have had to be a little bit lower trajectory. of a kick on that particular one. I got a lot of faith in our offense. It didn't work out on this one. You know, we just didn't get it. But the decision, I stand put on that decision. You know, especially being up three, because you go up six, they're still going to need a touchdown, being a Hail Mary, everything like that. So we would have ended the game if we would have got that. And I got a lot of faith in our guys to be able to do that. But the reason I didn't kick the field goal again, being up three, and also just this trajectory into the wind there on that particular one.
Nobody wanted you to kick the field goal. Nobody wanted you to kick the field goal. In fact, I'd rather be up three than up six, because if you're up three, then the chances are the other team's going to come down and just try to tie the game. You're up six. You put yourself in position to lose. I don't think anybody was thinking kick a field goal there. You're thinking pump the ball there. I just having faith in your offense. I'm sorry, man. If I'm going to have faith in one side of the ball last night, it's the defense. And I had people saying to me, well, he trusts his defense. That's why he went for it. No, if you trust your defense, give them every advantage possible on that final drive. I just don't know what their decision-making comes down to. Yeah. Everybody says analytics. The punt was the analytic move last night. Yeah. That was what the numbers said to do. I don't think they're making decisions based on numbers. I don't think they're making decisions based on gut. I don't understand any of it, Ike. And that was the moment at the end of that game. That's what had me so pissed off. I just think to myself, are these guys going to cost, and I don't know if it's Sirianni or Petullo. I don't know.
It's both of them at that point.
Are these guys going to cost this team at a really crucial moment with a – that was a dumb decision to go for it there, I thought.
Listen, I won't go as far as saying it was a dumb decision. It was a high-risk decision. I certainly – in the moment, would have punted the ball and trusted my defense to go out there and play defense. They had been doing a good job. You forced Green Bay to have to go down the field with no timeouts, and you get, you know, when you if you get that coffin kick or that pooch punt correct, that ball, you're going to run probably an extra 5 to 8 seconds off the clock just by letting it sit there and roll or bounce or what have you versus trying to get it inside the 10. So, yeah, I'm with you. I would have punted the ball there. But I don't think it was a – I think it was a calculated decision that they didn't execute. Now, Sirianni's reaction after that play on the sideline – says that's not the actual play he called.
So he was saying why?
Yeah.
And here, can I play the audio, Devontae, right after that? Here's what Devontae Smith was asked about it after the game. Here's what he had to say.
You've got the ball in your hand. It's fourth down, and I get it taking a shot because maybe you get a PI and maybe 11 comes down with it, or if they look to you, maybe you do. But we were kind of surprised that you guys made the snap in that situation. Were you?
No, not really, man. You know, we got all the trust in those guys, man. Whatever 1 and 11 want to do, if that's what they call, that's what they want to do, we're rolling with it.
Yeah, that.
Whatever 1 and 11 want to do.
Yeah. Yeah, listen. Again, I go back to Coach Sirianni's reaction after the play. He clearly reacted in a way that's not the play he was expecting to see. Or it certainly wasn't a throw he was expecting to see. When you react with why, I'm assuming he's wondering why is the decision to throw the ball there? Why did you go there with the ball?
Yeah.
Or why did you change the play or whatever the why is? And we may never get the answer to that, but the television caught his reaction after the play. So that tells me they may have had something else different called there that they wanted to go on or they thought might work. I don't know. It's one of those things where, was it at the end of the Cleveland game where they went deep?
Yeah, but that was second down.
Okay, I don't remember necessarily downs.
Yes,
over
it was the Cleveland
you.
Game, but it was, I think it
did
was
second. Did they do it in the Giants game as well?
They did in the Vikings game, but it was third down. It was third and nine against the Vikings.
The Giants
think,
last year.
Oh, the Giants last year. I don't remember.
AJ late in that game, I think.
Yeah.
It wasn't fourth down, but it might have been third down. It was something. I don't know, but anyway, my only point is that they feel like they've been in that situation before and they've connected on it. Right? Like we've seen Jalen to AJ deep late in the game.
Yeah.
So there are many of quarterbacks that get praised for doing that. Patrick Mahomes, you know, Tom Brady, like they decide to make that check and make that throw. Now, when they connect, everybody praises that guy.
Yeah, I have less of a issue with Jalen changing the play and okay. more of an issue with going for it at all.
But if you're going to win the game, I mean, listen, they were being aggressive. I like I said, I would have punted it, but going for it, if you get it, great. Listen, I wanted him to go for it on 4th and 6 in the Super Bowl, and he kicked the field goal.
Yeah.
So there's always the, like I said, it. I understand. I would have punted it as well. So it's not hindsight 2020. I would have punted it myself.
Yeah, and I was – when I heard Aikman and Buck afterwards, they were stunned.
Most people were.
They were stunned.
But here's the thing, though.
Yeah.
Also, would have kicked the field goal in Super Bowl 52 and not ran a Philly special.
Right. Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Yes, on 4th and 2, I would have kicked the field goal there.
Yeah.
So it's one of those things that when it works, it's great. When it doesn't, you're going to get questioned on it.
I'm just excited. Nick doesn't talk today, and mm-hmm. it doesn't seem like anybody followed up with him on it yesterday.
Yeah.
In him talking about the field goal, I want to hear him ask
the field
about
goal,
the punt.
I never. To me, it was punted or never thought about the field goal.
Well, especially because it could get blocked in that. There's
exactly,
been so many blocked
yes,
kicks
yes.
this year.
Yeah. I never crossed my mind Jake Elliott with a 59-yard field goal in Lambeau Field.
And it was into the wind.
Into the wind. Yeah, no one. That's why I want someone to follow up tomorrow and ask about it. I just thought it was – I just can't get a feel for – who they are. Dan Campbell, I know who he is. Mm-hmm. I know he's going to go for it. I know he's going to be aggressive. This coaching staff.
I was going to say, that's a play Dan Campbell would have gone for.
He would have gone for it. But he also probably wouldn't have run the ball a 3rd and 10 three different times.
Okay.
You know, like if you're going
to
be aggressive.
Are you trying to get Green Bay to use their timeouts?
Well, I'm talking about earlier in the game.
Oh, okay.
Way earlier in the game. Yeah. All right. 215-592-9494. Get to your calls. Want to know what you think of that last in-game sequence. I'm going to tell you what I think about your windows. I think they're embarrassing. I think your family. Well, look, I'm a truth teller. And I think you need to do something about it. You've put it off long enough. Your old drafty windows, perhaps a door or two in your house. And that's where Guida can help. They're not going to make you feel embarrassed. They're going to make you feel happy afterwards. You're going to be thrilled because the buy one, get one half off sale is going on all qualifying windows and doors with Guida right now. Buy one, get one 50% off. Mix and match because everybody's needs are different. Some people might need more doors. Some people might need more windows. Might be mix and match scenario, you know. So whatever it is, the more you buy, the more you're going to save, right? You replace everything in your home. 50% of it's going to be 50% off. That's a great deal. Also a great deal, they're going to let you start your project with no money down and interest-free financing for up to 18 months. Limited time offer. There are restrictions. You need all the details. I can't give them all to you. But if you call 877-GO-GUIDA, they can. You can also get your free no-obligation in-home estimate. Or go to goguida.com. That's goguida.com. 215-592-9494. Yoshi in Brewery Town. You're on WIP. What's up,
my
Yoshi?
My man, Spike. Big Ice, Jackie, baby. Happy Monday. Oh, happy Tuesday. Ooh.
Yes.
There
sir.
You go.
Yeah, come on.
There we go.
Man, hey, man, I was looking at one of these cops walking by the police station. The women at the 24th, 25th district was named is fine.
All right. Show a little respect.
Are you saying, oh, no, arrest me?
I talk to them every day. Tell them have a blessed day. They talk to me. They come over. Let me stop now. Let me stop. Hey, that's why I got caught up real quick. I was waving that one up. But, hey, man. Hey, Ike.
Yes.
That victory was excellent, brother. It was excellent.
It was too long for a 10-7 win.
No, it wasn't.
Hey, man.
How are you going to top that when they win the Super Bowl?
He holding victory notes like Luther out there. Go ahead, Ike. I love it. Hey, man, we're saying, hey, we praise that play. You know what? If AJ was saying jumps with a ball, maybe we get a pass interference and we get down there, or maybe he catches the ball. I mean, Jalen did it to Dotson, a couple weeks ago, and we praised that play.
AJ did look like he half-assed that one. I'm going to be honest.
Well, the ball was underthrown.
He wasn't high last night either. Then we praised that play in Minnesota when he did it. They, you know, we were 4th and 4 something then. And Jalen checked to him, lost it up to him, and we praised that play because AJ caught it, and ended the game. So, you know, hey, I mean, it's give and take. You know what I'm talking about? But what I love is, man, we went into a formidable opponent's home last night. they ranked like 11th in yards a game, almost 400 yards a game, what's the name? We kept them under that. They ranked 7th in points, what's the name? And we only let them get 7 points. I love that the defense, they were energized last night. That's one of the top lines in the NFL. And we kept getting pushed. I love my new light-skinned brother. He also a May baby. He out there 6'5", 260-something pounds. He's strong. He got some spin moves with him. What's his name? He's strong-arming cat. He fast. Oh, you know what? Ojomo, what's his name, looked better than Milton Williams did this time of year already. Where Ojomo, check the stat. Where Ojomo is right now, it's
a Jomo. It's a Jomo.
A Jomo. A Jomo.
Ojomo.
I said I want to say. Y'all knew what I was talking about. That's all that matters. Ain't that right? Ain't that right?
That's right.
Ojomo, what's name, is ahead of Milton Williams right now with this, where he at already in the year.
Look, no, he's not.
Got out there.
Check, no, he's
check
not.
The stats, boy. Check
the stats. Check what's that?
Check the stats.
Yoshi's eye test?
Milton Williams has like 4 sacks this year.
No, I was talking about Milton Williams last year.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't care about Milton Williams last year.
Come on, lock in.
I'm just hyping up the defensive players. Okay. I'm talking about the defensive players.
All right, fine.
Being a stud. What's that? I mean, I just love the energy was high with that line, with that defensive line last night, and it opened everything else up. I love where we're going. And this is annoying when we're watching a game and they only do what they do on offense. But you know what, man? I just said to myself last night, this team really is the theme song they come out to at home. They rocking. What's the name? They going to give us a brutal, non-flashy fight. And then at the end, they just be like, where'd that come? He's not human. He's made of
Rocky
iron.
Lost too many fights. I don't want to be Rocky.
But he's a champ, though. He's a champ. You know what? I know why you negative Nancy today.
Yep.
Because I bust that tail in fantasy last night. That's what it is.
Nah. I've given up on this season.
I was trying not to bring it up to the mall. You can't say you've given up on the season.
Well, I'm setting my lineup, but there's nothing I can do. No, I'm not trash.
Yeah, you're trash.
No.
Yeah, you're trash.
No. I had the best team in the league before everybody got hurt.
100. You didn't even get 90 points.
Because everybody's hurt.
You got every excuse in the world. You got every excuse in the world when you on when your seesaw is on the ground.
You know what I am? I'm a champion. I'm a champion. And you know what you are? You're a. You have a pity spot in the league.
You know what?
It is a Mickey spot.
Pity spot. Pity spot.
You still my boo, though. You know I love you, boy.
Yeah, I love you, too.
Yeah. Way to close it out.
Yeah.
Hey, man, flaws and all, I still love what we're looking like overall. We're 7-2, baby. We're 7-2. Hey, Ray.
Yes, sir.
That roll, baby. Come on now.
Love it.
Love y'all cats, baby.
Yeah, the defensive line overall was actually stunning.
Yeah.
It was actually stunning how I think – Jordan Love was pressured on over 40% of his dropbacks last night. It seemed like he was. And Fangio overall, you know, getting pressure was great. It just seemed like Jordan Love didn't know what he was doing last night.
No.
Like, he looked unsure of himself. You know, maybe it's because
shook.
He doesn't have Tucker Kraft, and that's one thing. But overall, the defensive front and the defense performance last night was pretty outrageous.
Yeah, listen, if Jalen Phillips, it may be unfair to ask him to play at that level every week.
Played
man.
More snaps, well, the most snaps of any edge, I think.
Yeah, well, I can expect that from him. Hell, he's young. You only got him for half a year. Get every ounce
use
of
him up.
As you can. But, and if he's going to be that effective, that's going to start to have a trickle-down effect on the rest of the line because he's going to start to draw attention.
Yep.
And so now Jalen Carter may get single blocked. Or Jalix Hunt or Nolan Smith on the other side is going to get single blocked. Yoshi, talking about Moro Jomo, like he's doing a good job inside there. All right. Listen, you got depth there. Now you got BG coming back. All right. So, I mean, you got some answers there now.
Well,
I like the way the defense. Yeah, I'm still a little shaky with CB2, but, you know, it's okay.
There's not, I mean, in fairness, if I'm going to be fair to the Eagles, mm-hmm. There's not many teams in the NFL who don't have a question on
yeah,
their defense
I
somewhere.
I know? Agree, but everybody doesn't have the standard of championship.
Absolutely, right. Yes.
So, honestly, Well, Dallas would be a test, too, because they got enough offensive weapons. I was trying to think about the offensive weapons they're going to have to face. Detroit, obviously, is going to be a challenge.
Yep.
But Dallas will be, too.
Yep.
And Chicago won't be easy.
No. And the Bills, from a weapons standpoint, I don't know that there's that huge a challenge. But, and
I'm just saying, our defense has a chance to sort of build some momentum going here.
Well, the big sack that Hunt had in the first quarter, that was Phillips.
Also, I was going to say, also created by Jalen Phillips.
Jalen Phillips flushed him out, pushed him right towards Hunt. So nice seeing 5'8 get that sack.
Man, you see. Not since Trent Cole.
No. Yep.
Trent Cole is number two on my 5'8 rankings.
That's right.
Jalen Hunt number one, Trent Cole two. Of course,
I agree. Make sure I give Trent his proper respect. Yeah, Trent sometimes don't know we're doing a bit here.
Yes.
Sometimes, man.
Yeah, I can see that.
I heard you talking about me on the radio.
Yep.
We're all having fun.
Slow down, big dog.
Yeah, relax.
We know you're the Eagles' all-time leader in sacks.
E-A-G-L-E-S. Come on.
We're all one team.
He's the number one 5'8".
Yeah. Well.
Well,
on this show. Yeah. All right. 215-592-9494. We will talk about the offense coming up next.
More?
Yeah, we got to talk a little bit about the offense. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
it. Can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.